When you think of historically great collegiate football programs, names like Notre Dame, Penn State, and Alabama might come to mind. Most people don't name the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in that list, but with this star athlete on the team, they beat the top programs of their day. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Jim Thorpe was born in Prague, Oklahoma in 1888. He was raised in the Sac and Fox Indian Nation and initially attended the agency school in Stroud.
He hated school. They sent him to Lawrence, Kansas, thinking that would be far enough away that he wouldn't run away all the time. Well, he ran away from there and walked almost 300 miles to get home.
Linda Frick at the Jim Thorpe home says Thorpe's father convinced him to attend Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He arrived there at the age of 16.
He wanted to do the high jump, and the boys kept saying, "Get away from here, you can't do this high jump." Finally, Pop Warner said, "Let him try it." So in his street clothes and his street shoes, he jumps over the high jump at 5'8". They raise it an inch, and he jumps it again. And that's when Pop came out and said, "Boy, I'm going to make a star out of you."
Legendary coach Pop Warner did help make a star of Thorpe. At the time, Carlisle was playing and beating some of the best collegiate football programs of the era.
They beat Army. That was Dwight D. Eisenhower's team. They decided they could stop him, and they set a trap for him with Eisenhower and one other come around to the front. But he was running full out, and he saw him, and he stopped dead in his tracks. And they run together, knocked him back, and he jumps over him and makes a touchdown.
Carlisle defeated Navy, Penn State, and Syracuse, among many others. Thorpe was just getting started, though. Soon, he would be regarded as the world's greatest athlete. More of that story next time as we travel the countryside at the Thorpe home in Yale, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.